This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Over to Sonic, it's America's Drive-In for lunch.
They got it all, man. I mean, premium chicken bites, grilled cheese, the burgers, the $1.99 menu that, if you're on that budget, bought on a budget, it's going to be great for you. I don't know how you guys' kids are, but my kids love going to Sonic. They just love pulling up, seeing the menu there in the back seat, all the, you know, choices and the nice menu. My kid loves it, and I'm sure yours will, too. Get that Route 44 Diet Coke, man. It's going to hit. It's going to hit on a hot day. Sonic, America's Driving.
I love it, and I'm an adult because I love the $1.99. We call it the Fun 99 menu over at Sonic. They've just added the junior chicken sandwiches to it. You can do that in Honey Chipotle or original. I'm a Honey Chipotle man there. But that is not the only thing on the Fun 99 menu. The fun only gets better. Queso wrap, Southwest, or Bacon Ranch. You like those? French toast sticks, good in the morning. All that's on the $1.99 menu. In fact, I feed myself off of that $1.99 menu, and I have a lot of fun doing it. It's a great deal. Those flavorful Fiesta drinks they have, I'm going to suggest the new strawberry mangonada slush with sweet strawberry mango slush sprinkled with a little bit of that tahine. You hear the ding. It's always good when you put that tahine on that thing. Go to Sonic. Get you some food at a great price. Live free. Eat Sonic.
All right, it is about that time. Shall we fade Brad?
Please.
Brad started, as Meatloaf would say, like a bat out of hell. That bat has had his wings clipped a bit.
Good.
0-4 yesterday.
Woo, the big sombrero.
If Brad was an NFL coach, they would be talking about firing him by week five. He's 0-4. But the beauty of all of this for Brad is that he has a chance to redeem himself every single day. Or you, the audience, get to continue profiting off of his foibles. That's the beauty of it. So 14-13, correct, for the year?
Yes.
And he started like 11-5. I mean, he was doing great. He was doing great. Maybe it's 11-4.
I was going to say it was way better than 11-5. Yeah.
So he is giving back a lot of profit. Now, the good news for him is that he's been able to laser-like focus on only two games tonight.
Doesn't matter. We've already haywired his brain.
But
we did it over the weekend with the 8 picks. We've turned this thing the way we needed to.
But two games tonight, Golden State, Houston, and then the Lakers in Minnesota. And what is a closeout? Two closeout games. Brad is struggling with the closeouts. There's no question about it. These are always the hard ones. Brad, let's kick it off. Houston, Golden State, and we always use ESPN Bet for odds here. Yes. Houston -4.5, even money.
Well, before we start, I want to make a request. This is not about me redeeming or redemption. I am a positive human, not a negative human. I use lessons for learning. I use negativity for positivity. In other words,
you flip it.
I have the gift of being wrong, John.
That's right. That you do.
Don't call it redemption. Call it a gift.
It's a good
spot. I like how you did that.
We've put you in a good spot here.
You flipped it. And you enjoy picking losers is what you're saying.
One of the things is I'm graceful of being wrong. And this continues, and so I hope I'm wrong, but these are integrity picks, as we've pointed out time and time again, while you were gone for 6 weeks.
That's
actually
right.
4 weeks, and then 2 weeks scattered earlier in quarter one.
That's right.
Throughout the year.
That's right.
Jason and I were here slugging it out with this content, and
we had one segment, Brad, and we believed in it, and it carried us.
Yeah, so
until John returned.
And, you know, it was a lot of fun that month. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun.
And so let's go to this pick.
I was gone to raise my child just for...
Well, and I wasn't
on vacation.
Right. No, I know.
It was definitely a positive. I would have rather have been here,
bro,
believe me.
It was a positive.
it was a tough one.
It was not, no.
With two of them damn kids.
I get it. You were in the trenches there. But, you know, these closeout games are hard. And I struggled here today to look at both of these games.
Did you open up Gamecast?
I've done the serious prep work of at least opening up the ESPN website. The predictor likes the Rockets. I do, but we'll go to the first game, though. Actually, no. Is it Rockets?
Yes,
it's first.
It is the
6:30.
First
thank you. Yeah. This is the TNT game at 6:30. And I'm going to go with the Rockets. They've got it at 4.5
yep.
for the Rockets.
Even money.
I've circled that. And part of it is I'd like to see more of this series because I've sort of enjoyed this series.
It's been a great series.
It's sort of a hope, but it's
very
also
very entertaining.
Pit. Yeah, and... you know, but I still want Dylan Brooks to eventually lose this series, and make no bones about it. I think Golden State, what we learned, was got the dude who really put them over the top and kept this thing rolling. So I think it does keep, you know, the series keeps going. The Rockets will cover the 4.5.
All right. I can't say I have a super strong opinion about this game. No. I do kind of like getting Golden State as an underdog.
Jimmy
and
is
a
game-time decision. You know, he was hurt after that game four.
I do think he will play. I mean, I think, you know, they probably feel very good about their chances of beating Houston, but you don't want to chance this thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, you'd like to just close it out if and when you can and get them some rest, right?
Yeah.
Who would it be? This is the 2-7, so they would play the 3-6. So it would be Denver Clippers.
Winner, yeah.
That could be a 7-game series.
Yeah.
So you're motivated.
Denver Clipper winner gets OKC.
Oh, is that true?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So it's Minnesota Lakers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Minnesota
yes.
Lakers.
Yes.
So, I mean, that one's going to go
we
six.
We discussed it because you said Minnesota would be favored over Golden State.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, which I still believe, especially with all the injuries that keep mounting for Golden State.
Yeah, they'd be at home. They'd be at home most of that. Yeah.
But exactly. They have home court advantage. So it'd be weird, a 6-7 in the second round. We probably have not seen that very often in the history of the NBA. But I would fade Brad happily on this one, honestly, getting Golden State plus 4.5 against the Rockets team. I think they're going to come out strongly. They're going to probably be leading at the half, and then we're going to get into the third and the fourth quarter, and they're going to run into the same problems that they always do, which is execution in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy and Steph.
And Draymond Green, even. Like, they've done this a billion times in their careers.
It opened at 2.5, and it's sort of moved to 4.5, to your point. So.
I understand why. I mean, they're down 3-1. They've been in these. Again, I made the comparison that it reminds you that that Grizzlies Timberwolves series from 2022 when the Grizzlies won it in five.
Yeah.
But you never necessarily felt like the Grizzlies were far and away the better team. It was like lockstep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the Grizzlies executed it late and the Timberwolves didn't.
Right.
And they blew that huge lead.
I mean, blew leads every game.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. So this kind of feels like that to me. So I'm happily going to take the points.
Who are you pulling for? I mean, outside of the gambling
element. I'm a Steph fan.
Okay.
I'm forever a Steph fan.
How about
fan.
You, Jason?
I was pulling for Rockets just because I picked them to be the upset winner here. Remember, they were the underdog in the series. We talked about the 2-7, how big underdogs they were. I thought Ime would have them ready. Jalen Green has shown he is not. He's averaging 8 or 9 points. He was their leading scorer all season long. And as John said, you got a big three over there with Golden State now, and they're finishing you off in these games. Houston could have won all of them.
Yeah.
They can't execute down the stretch. You saw the shot for Sengun there late. That's who they're – they don't even know who their closer is with Jalen Green playing the way that he is, so they cannot win this series. It's over. I was pulling for the Rockets, but I know that
something,
it's over.
Something I've learned, and I've learned this the hard way looking at what I want to happen versus what does happen, which is these GOAT teams like Golden State – and that's kind of why I thought the Lakers would do a better job than they're doing, frankly, and we'll get to that in a second. But, like, they just have a different level of motivation sitting there in the weeds, 6, 7, 8 seeds, wait for the damn playoffs to start, and now you got Jimmy Butler. Like, it doesn't matter. Yep. It just doesn't matter.
Yep. Yeah, so Brad's going with Rockets, so you would go Golden State plus 4.5.
I love that.
I'll take it down to 4.
Especially as off as he's been lately, yes. So I'm feeling good about the first game.
And then the other half of the TNT doubleheader tonight, you got Lakers in a back-against-the-wall situation back in L.A., minus 5.5, minus 117.
Okay. This is also going to be on 92.9. We're carrying the Lakers game at 8:30.
It is 5.5. Warriors. It was just 6.5.
It just moved
five
down.
And a half.
No, I had it written
it
down
just
as 6.5.
Moved as he said it.
As he said it, yeah. Because this was 6.5 when I wrote it down.
I mean, it's minus 5.5 right now.
It is.
Coming your way.
I don't know whose way it's coming.
Well, you know, this is another against the wall thing, and I'm going to go with what I did with the Rockets, which is the Lakers at home. You know, now it's 5.5. I like the Lakers minus 5.5. I think that they're going to come out determined to get this thing to 6.
This is a man
Lakers.
Who is frazzled and going in right
clearly
the direction
off my
we
game.
Need him right now.
I
think you're right on your game, as a matter of fact, because you're back in your bag.
Now, I will say, I think it was around this point in the series where we decided to do this particular segment. It wasn't in the beginning, so I got a chance to sort of get bad in a hurry.
I don't know. Didn't you start off so incredibly hot that we said we're sticking with this thing?
We had to fight through.
We battled through here, but now the losers are coming. But I'm rolling with the Lakers. Give me the 5.5.
You know, I'll be honest. I have no idea how you can bet the Lakers right now.
Wow.
I mean, I just have no idea how you do it.
Not to cut you off, but like I was listening to Candy talk about this, and this is where you're going.
No, please, we Ooh, love your logic.
Candy.
My analysis
Chris
may be
Canty,
less
right?
oh, reliable. Canty.
Did you just call him Chris Candy?
No, Canty.
Oh no, we're gonna send this
Candy Man.
Cut that up and send it to ESPN.
Chris the Candy Man.
We're gonna have George.
Hey,
Babs,
I'm like the Candy Man.
You're going at Chris Canty by calling him sweet. Basically, you're calling him
sweetness.
Chris Candy.
So Canty says they played out of their minds and still lost the last game, and so that would be probably where you should bet against me because
it's demoralizing.
It is.
It's demoralizing for the Lakers, and he played all those guys
the entire
quarter.
Yes, and Anthony Edwards has said it. Like, it was actually after game 3 where he said, y'all ever, like, be watching Jay McDaniels and, like, knows he don't sweat?
Yeah.
Like, he was like, that man never gets tired. He's like, Anthony Edwards was like, you know, me, you could tell when I'm tired. I'm, like, huffing and puffing. At the end of the first quarter, I'm ready to come out, coach. He's like, this dude, like, he never is tired.
I didn't hear that. That's interesting.
Huh. Yeah. He's like, he don't ever even be sweating.
I'm going to start watching and see if he's sweating.
Yeah.
Because he has emerged. This year is a different sort of offensive threat.
Is Conley getting any run in this series?
He's
at
starting.
All? He is starting.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
He's huge. Yes, he is. He's a big part of it, man.
All right.
I mean, he's their veteran, presence. He's the adult in the room.
Right. Let's get a good possession. We're gonna run this one the right way.
I mean, he's gonna like bang in a timely lefty three.
Yeah, 100% every time.
Yeah, I mean, it's
good for him.
It's actually fantastic. His role.
Okay.
We will never retire his number because he's never retiring.
Never.
His jersey, I should say. Numbers don't get retired here.
Yeah, he said...
he's going to be in a wheelchair rolling up there.
For real.
Anthony Edwards said, I told him, bruh, I don't understand what type of shape you in. Do he ever look tired to y'all? I'm trying to catch my breath. Jay never looks tired. He looks like he could play 48 minutes.
That sounds like a real reverence for his
Yes.
Yeah, his cardio. It really does.
And I think, like, you would never obviously hear LeBron say that about Luka.
Never.
You know what I mean? Like, he would never say, I don't understand what type of shape he in.
Did you see Luka sending in the money for the mural to fix the Kobe Gigi mural? Thought that was a stand-up thing to do.
I did not see that.
It was weird that he's doing it instead of someone that's already there. Anyway, side note, very nice thing of Luka to do. The Gigi Kobe mural was defaced.
You're trying to.
What can LA do to package with those two now? Is it just the big you need, and you need probably need another wing or something?
I'd trade LeBron James
if I was them.
Yeah,
and build it around Luka.
That's actually a.
And that's a better future
idea.
And a smarter way. You get started
he have a
now.
No trade clause.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a 1-1 or what it is with him, but that's my point. Is you start thinking about building it around Luka as opposed to building firmly around two guys.
Right.
This thing with LeBron's only got so much more.
Yeah, know, no, yeah. I think they're just going to hope to have a free agent come in.
Yeah.
And
you do that now, right? Mm-hmm. Tinker with it and try to make it as championship looking as possible. So long as LeBron wants to run this thing, and then you build for the future around Luka.
Much like Powell going to the Lakers back in the day, if they had like a Jaren Jackson, they would kick ass.
Like, well, Clint Capella is an unrestricted free agent. right? Oh. That's a guy you would look at this summer. I'm just kind of going through.
Yeah, they don't have assets to trade for like a Jaren.
I mean, Capella makes a ton of sense because you don't need the big to do a lot.
Yeah,
you just need him to be, you know, a big, because you just got to be better than Rebound. Jackson Hayes, bro. Like that's all you legitimately have to do. I don't think there are a ton of bigs out there on the market that are, you know, they're gonna be good enough. But that is certainly where I would kind of start if I'm the Lakers. But that's been a series that I didn't expect them to be up 3-1, you know. But I did expect Anthony Edwards to have a say, and because you just know that's where he is in his career right now. Like he's taking that step, and that man is not afraid of anybody. He does not, you know. I mean, remember when he met Obama? And he was like,
"Well, he handled that poorly." We said,
and he was like, "I'm the truth." Yes. Like, tell him, "I'm the, you know, whatever he said." You know, I don't remember exactly.
He was standing on business for sure with the old press.
But he was ordering Obama around.
Yes,
he was like
disrespect.
Say that again. Yeah, rephrase that, fool.
Yeah, I mean,
he was very serious.
What did he say, bro?
I gotta go find the clip. I'll find it.
It was crazy. He was talking to Barack Obama like he was like his barber.
I'm the truth. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like.
I just need him to have a little bit more respect for,
like Saquon has respect for the office.
So. Here, I'll start it again.
The man told Barack to stand down. Stand down, skinny man.
LeBron, come over.
Mouthing off to me. He made Barack uncomfortable, bro.
Bro, no.
You know how hard that is to do?
He did.
Bro's done four relations and meeting, and you had Obama uncomfortable.
Dude, he orchestrated the strike on Osama bin Laden, bro. Okay? And somehow,
but like you said, that's him, though. He does not care.
No.
And he does it especially about some other superstar on the other side of the floor on a basketball court.
But you could tell Barack was like, basically, that was a presidential way of him saying, LeBron, get this mug.
Man, like, please, talk some sense to this young man is what Barack was saying.
And then, LeBron trying to defuse it like, you know, nothing but the truth, the whole truth, nothing but, you know, but then Anthony doubled down. He's like, no, he said, I'm okay. I told him, I'm the truth.
He did.
Tell him
the whole context of the situation, Obama.
That given is the commander
in chief president, for
orders,
God's sake.
It really is.
Bro.
Like, it's just amazing. Like, but it's part of his greatness.
It is.
It's like he is naive to, he doesn't even interpret it like that.
No.
He sees everybody as like equal.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be better. Yeah. I mean, that's whether you're the president of the United States or LeBron James or Anthony Reeves.
Yeah, it only helps as a basketball player.
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing trait.
No, he won't be invited to the Obama's next soiree.
Not a chance.
No,
because
he
doesn't have any respect.
No, he doesn't have the.
But we don't see. We don't need to say that. He just won't be on the invite list.
I think someday
of AD and LeBron and Embiid.
Someday he will. I think
calm down.
Understand.
Yes, but I mean he's still so young, right? He's only like. But I'm just telling you, he gives the best post game press conferences. He's only 23
because he's so transparent. I mean, he was being transparent in how he was talking to Obama. He was just being himself.
You're exactly right.
And I mean, you know, I can sit up here as sort of a, you know, like a thinking like a father. If my son's in that situation, I need you to have a little bit more respect for the, you know, for Barack Obama.
Yep.
Especially
yes.
us. Especially,
he told the president
especially
to stand
us,
down.
Son. You know that I've said it that about Anthony Edwards. That's kind of our president in a way that's different than other presidents. What are we talking about? First black president. And so there should be a reverence there. It felt like, but I'm not going to. Anthony Edwards was being who he is.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say, you know, we had that discussion. Yeah, it seemed a little disrespectful, but you're not going to say he's some bad dude. I root for him. I said that, you know, when we gave him the respect burger earlier this week. I like the fact that he is who he is.
Yeah.
It's something to Embiid there. Yeah, because he got Nas. He says, "We're not gonna do that."
Man, that's awesome.
That Barack laugh is, yeah, that was for his uncomfortable.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Classic. I like how he calls, like, he calls LeBron by his government name. Like, he doesn't say Bron. He said LeBron. You know, I feel like I don't know. I feel like people don't call him LeBron. But people would call him Bron for the most part. But Barack used the government name.
He did.
You know, so anyway, yeah, Anthony Edwards is a ton of fun to watch, man. And
he might close out the Lake Show now.
I think he's sick enough to do that. I think he's sick enough to be, yes.
Yes.
And the Lakers look like they're gassed against this young team.
Luka certainly was in that last game.
So we shall see. But you know, Luka really hasn't had that game yet. He hasn't had that quintessential. And he did beat the Timberwolves in the series last year to get to the finals. So you feel like there is a response at some point, and it's got to be tonight, obviously. But we shall see. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, P.J. Haggerty's return, lots more to come. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
It's a man that always stays fly. His name is Coach Norton Hurd IV, Team Thad Program Director and Coach, Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball for 2025. He's made that list multiple times. Mitchell High product, and of course, Walker Holmes finest. You can follow him on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. He joins us now as we are grateful to have him every Wednesday at this time. And he does so, I believe, having wrapped up session one of the Nike YBL with Team Thad with a 2-1 record out in Phoenix. He likes pleasantries. He wants to know how everyone is doing. And Hurd, we'd like to know how you're doing after a 2-1 in Phoenix.
Yes. I'm doing well. I was just telling Brad before I jumped off, I still haven't made it to Memphis yet. I was traveling yesterday from Phoenix, and the weather bad or whatever, so they've been had us in Houston here since yesterday, so we kind of waiting any time now to get back out or whatever to Memphis. But everything been great, man, and Phoenix was, you know, session one Nike was, you know, it was off the charts, the best of the best, a lot of good young guys that's coming up. There's going to be future NBA and college stars. So it was good.
Educate us real quick on session one, Hurd, and something with the EYBL that you can help me with. I know two divisions. There is a Ravelling division, the George Ravelling division, obviously, and then a Merit division that Team Thad is in and sitting at 2-1 in right now. That Merit division, I know who the Ravelling division is. Is there a Merit with Nike that you can school us on?
Yeah, that's Lynn Merritt. So him and George Ravelling and all them, I think Lynn is actually before Rav. He might have hired Rav, but them are like the OGs.
Gotcha.
And I don't know if you looked at the division up later. We're actually in the Ravelling. They was mixing the computer up the other day. But, yeah, we're in the Ravelling division. I think we like top 5 or 6 or 7, even though it's early on in our division. And the thing, let me say this first, John, you do know, and I guess the listeners know, because people have been asking me about the 2-1, that you usually play 4 or 5 games a weekend in AAU, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing about the 17s, we had 2 of our games on NBA TV app this weekend. Because Nike EYBL has partnered with the NBA, the 17s have to go by, like, NBA rules and stuff, and NBA in the NBA eyes, because, you know, they're dealing with pros, they say you shouldn't play more than 1 game a day. So that's why 17s, we only play. But it's only 17s. I don't know if that's the only people that care about, because 60s, if everybody else play the same 4 or 5 games. And, of course, us being selfishly, you know, as directors and the amount of money you got to spend going out there, you know, we definitely will want more, you know, more games. But that's why it's only 3 games now that the 17s play, you know, during the session.
And I misspoke. It is right here on Hurd on the standings. I misspoke saying you were in the Merit division. Nike's got it right with you guys in the Ravelling division. In terms of the performance itself, give us a synopsis. You go 2-1, you know, in terms of where you want to be and what you need from guys. Give us the rundown after 2-1, after 3 games.
So it was good. We was in a tough pool. It was us, Bradley Beal, Pro Skills, which is ran by, I don't know if you remember, he's from Arkansas. He did a lot of time in Memphis. One of Penny close guys, I believe, Chris Campbell.
Yeah.
Are you familiar?
Very familiar with Chris.
Coached the Pro Skills team I coached against, and him and Raymond Felton. And he been living in Dallas for a while, so he kind of runs.
Didn't know that.
Helped run that program. Yeah, Chris been in Dallas probably for about 5-6 years.
I realized he was gone, but I don't think I knew that's where he had landed, and he was a big part of this. I didn't realize that, Hurt. You're schooling me again.
Yeah, Cello and all of them. That's why they was playing for Pro Skills and the FACS guys. It was because of Chris or whatever. And so then we had Florida Rebels. So everybody kind of beat everybody up because we lost the first game against Bradley Beal, but then Pro Skills beat them by double digits. We beat Pro Skills and Florida, you know, so.
And Beal won it last year, Hurt? Not to interrupt you. Didn't they win it last year, Beal?
Yeah, okay. Beal is the defending champ. Awesome. And we have to get better. Tyrese Bowie averaged 20 for the weekend. He's first team EYBL, but as a team and as a coach and as a point guard, you know, I'm still not satisfied because we were up double digits in the second half of every game, and we kind of didn't close them right. We lost one and we won two by single digits, and I think all three of them should have been double digit wins. So that's a kind of where we're. But at the end of the day, you got to be grateful because there's a lot of teams that went that's really, really good that went 0-3 because of the competition at Nike.
Yep.
But I just feel like us closing games out is what we need to work on next as we go into the next phase of the Nike EYBL.
All right. Let's talk about some local issues here, Mr. Hurd. P.J. Haggerty looking for a school, man. He's still in the portal. He's going to go through the draft process, which, you know, is obviously going to take him, you know, the better part of a month. But – what do you think, and how would you sort of assess, you know, the chances that we actually see PJ decide that Memphis is the best spot for him, even if it isn't necessarily the most lucrative offer?
I think it's getting tricky for him a little bit, a kind of like Tennessee quarterback that went to UCLA for less money and is going to and is hired to live out there. The reason I say that is because you hear about people that's getting $2 and $3 and $4 million in college basketball. 80% of them are lies. 80% of them are the agents pushing it. So he went the other way around by instead of him signing for $2 or $3 and they lying saying he got $4, he comes straight out the door for that, I feel. And I feel like he came at a time that was a little later. You know, some of the money is gone. And everybody can see to know a little basketball. Memphis is the best fit. I think I saw somebody put it out like, oh, Memphis offering 3, oh, Memphis offering 3.5 because of the tax difference. That might only be $100,000 more. So
that was John, by the way, that put that out.
Thank you.
John, good job with that. Great, great job. You kind of know taxes, and I guess you know it well with losing money on best or winning. But anyway, that was good.
I do pay taxes. But, thank you.
Yes, sir. So, but with that being said, I don't know. Even if it was 2.5, I just think Memphis is the best fit for him. As good as PJ is, and we're not knocking him, I don't think he'll be great in every system. I think even his best NBA attributes or his best chance to show his NBA game would be at Memphis. I think Penny understands it the best. I think Penny then gave him the lead way on this level, and I probably wouldn't play around with it unless it was super more money. I wouldn't play around with it. I think you don't be greedy. I mean, I'd say you get every dime you deserve, so greedy might be the wrong word, but, you know, let's just be fair to everybody, get your worth, and continue to be great and where you're comfortable at.
Do you find it as frustrating as John and I do that Rick Barnes, and we get he doesn't need Memphis on his schedule, heard he plays in the best conference, he doesn't need quad one opportunities, Nike's helping him on the non-conference. I mean, any game that he wants, he can have. And so, you know, having Memphis on the schedule is not important to him. And yet, before a reporter, you know, they were in town yesterday, heard a little bit of the background. Before a reporter, which it's his job to do every year, that Tigers beat writer, can even get the question fully out, any thought about playing Memphis in the future, Rick is cutting him off and telling them, no, we're not doing it now. By the way, we play in the best conference in America. You know, it goes into that spiel. Now, we know Rick feels a certain kind of way about Penny Hardaway. It started, you know, bald fists, all that kind. But we know, too, he did not like Memphis firing his friend, Tubby Smith, after giving him just 2 years. Remember, it was Tubby and Rick that put the series back together originally and got the thing back going. But Herb, Penny said, you know, hey, man, I handled that a certain way, and I'm moving forward. Like, he's, you know, he's extended, you know, maybe not a formal apology, but he said, I handled that wrong. And as far as the, you know, as far as the rest of it's concerned, we get Memphis wants to play them. I guess my question to her, that was a long-winded question to get to it, or a long-winded wind-up. But isn't it just being petty at this point, Herd? Because it feels like when Vols fans get the Tigers up there, Thompson Bowling was full. And you get, it's a great rivalry for college basketball. It feels like just one guy, because he can, continues to be petty about it. What say you on Rick Barnes not playing Memphis?
So of course, you know, I know both of those guys, right? Me and Rick is really cool. But with that being said, it's a two-part thing here. So let me start with the one that people, because I understand both sides. So, but I am a Tennessean and Rick not. So I feel like the athletic director and president should make him play that game. You know, right? Like, that should be part of the contract. Like, you're playing Memphis. Of course, we're not going to fire you, but we're letting you know that even though you make your schedule, this is something that the state wants. This is what the state needs.
Amen.
And we've been needing that before you, and we're going to need that after you. You know what I'm saying? And so you're not from Tennessee, so you're kind of being unfair to what us Tennesseans need, okay?
Yep.
That's that part. Now, the second part of it is when you're setting up non-conference games, you do prefer to do it with people that you have good relationships with. So I can't lie and say I hadn't been a Rick Barnes before. Like, me and Scott Robinson and P7 just do an awesome event 2 weeks ago, but it took time to build up and for us to get on the same page. And I was the elephant in the room, because at the end of the day, like, I play in the best league in the world. I didn't need to, on my level, I didn't need to, you know what I'm saying, bend the break, or if, you know, the conversations weren't going right or this and that. And I'm like, we good. You know what I mean? Because it ain't like, you know, no one doing us a favor anyway. We got to go play Bradley Beal, Oakland Soldiers, take over. You know what I'm saying? We playing the best league in the world, so it was like, it is what it is. So I kind of get what he mean by that, but, like, he also not from our state, so that's the other part of it.
Yeah, but, like, what is your responsibility as a steward and an ambassador of the sport and the game?
That's right.
Because, you know, my point is that I made earlier was that, man, like, Kentucky and Louisville, they just do it for the Commonwealth. They say, like, they don't turn their nose up and say, well, Louisville is bad under Kenny Payne, we don't play the game anymore. They say, no, we get to beat the hell out of them this year. You know, they don't try to, you know, make circumstantial, you know, excuses as to why they don't play. They just do it. They just play the game because they know that it's good for the state. And the same people that will say to Memphians, you know, we don't want to play you because you're beneath us, they'll fix their lips on a different subject and say, well, why can't we all just root for the same state? We're all part of it because y'all treat us the way y'all treat us. So I would ask, what is Rick's responsibility to college basketball to stop being such a P and play the damn game?
No, that's his friend.
I would say, you know, when you start saying stewardess and stuff like that, I mean,
stewardess, but a steward, you're the vanguard of college basketball.
Would you like some tea or coffee?
And you are saying that we don't care about them, we don't like them, we don't feel like they deserve to share the floor with us, is basically what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, he has that say so, but only people in Tennessee. When you say college basketball, I get back to Tennesseans, because no one in New York, the NCAA, California cares about this. So, you know, they don't care that he's not playing Memphis, right? I think it's just Tennessee, and more so, like, if Duke and North Carolina start playing each other, or Kentucky or Louisville, it will be more outspoken people that come out about it, like, you know, Dickie V, and, you know, different people.
It's two blue bloods. But I would counter what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying, that people outside of Tennessee, but when Memphis and Tennessee played 1-2 in 2008, it was at the time, it was the highest rated college basketball game in the history of ESPN. In the history. And we're not playing that game anymore because Rick Barnes, you know, doesn't like the way Penny handles business off the court. I mean, 6 years ago? I mean, you got to get over it, man. Play the damn game. Be a man.
Yeah.
Be a man.
See, John, I'm with it. I'm just saying, you're not going to get to Rick Barnes like that, right? Because the key point, you said it was 1-2 in the country, right? And so since then, if you look up the stats, other 1-2 games in the country has out succeeded that. So no matter if Lamorne Owen is playing Duke, if they're 1-2 in the country, that's what's going to happen, right? And so, and in the SEC right now, he has played a lot of games where it has been top five matchups and 1-2s in the country, even up to this year where Auburn and Alabama did that. So I want the game. I'm, you know, Penny, my man's, And I just think we got to come at him on some Tennessee stuff, because I don't think anything else is going to float his boat. Him saying what he done for college basketball, he feel like he done it all. You know, I just feel like, and to throw this out there too, and not to take up for Rick or to take up for the fans of Tennessee that bash us, I also think even though Louisville is down, right, I don't know if y'all ever looked at it from this standpoint, they're not a blue blood. When they're down, though, I still think it is relevant because they're in the ACC or they're in the Big East. I really think the quicker we become get into a better conference, I know this has nothing to do with it, the more respected and spotlight it would get when somebody doing something like this.
Is there a coach on the EYBL circuit who, like Rick Barnes, can't stand Penny? You can't stand EYBL circuit. Any Memphis coaches that really rub you the wrong way as Penny rubs Barnes the wrong way? Just checking.
I mean, in EYBL, we would still have to play each other regardless. I guess outside of that, I mean, this thing get competitive, so it's people who don't, you know, fool with people on certain levels and things, you know, like that.
Oh, there's somebody. There's an answer to this question, and it's just a question of whether or not you. I can tell.
You know, you.
There's some rival coaches for you, ones you don't like.
I'm gonna put it to you like this, Herd. You didn't need to play Hoop City.
Oh.
You didn't need to do that.
That's interesting.
Hoop City is not competing with Team Thad. They don't have the backing. They don't have the players. Love Ernie.
They had a backing. They got more backing, but yeah.
But you played them because you knew that it was good for the grassroots scene in Memphis to do it. Because you were a steward, a good steward of grassroots basketball in Memphis. And you knew it was bigger than just, I don't need to play Hoop City. Because it's the same situation. If Team Thad loses to Hoop City, oh, brother, that's a tough one to stomach. Right, but you still went out there and you played it because you knew that it was important to the city.
Well, Hoop City was top, was not top 25.
And so I think you can understand why, and you should understand why somebody that's you had the balls to do that. Like, how can we not call out Rick not having the same? You know,
no. But this is the point I was making today. One, we played P7 with Fred, which actually a good player, was great for the city. And Team Thad had more. People were saying it was going up. The reason it's so quiet right now, Team Thad won, right? So Team Thad would have lost, you would hear a lot about it, right? But the key point to that, because it almost didn't happen, me and Darren had to get on the same page, me and Fred, me and Matt. I also did it not only because I thought it was great for the city. I can't sit here and tell a story and say if me and Ernie or me and Scott wasn't somewhat friends or if I felt like they were someone disrespecting me or personally or my kids or something, that I would have. You still have to, outside of conference, have a certain respect level or be on the same page with the other person to make it happen. You know, in SEC, you're forced to do it. So if Penny was to get the Ole Miss job, they wouldn't have a choice. Then now you rivals, it's just rivals and you don't like each other. But now it's almost like John, and I don't mean to bring this up, but in the city of Memphis, unlike you and Jason, a lot of people have kids out of wedlock. So when that happens, then a lot of times stuff don't happen because two parents are not on the same page. You know what I'm saying? Or
well,
the two parents can't agree, then you got to go to court. You got to do this. You got to do that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you still do got to – they have to be on – they. You know what I'm saying? Penny shouldn't suck up to him, but then somehow they're going to have a lunch or some, because that's the only way any of these things work. Penny able to play Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss – Penny cool with them guys. Them guys have a respect level for each other.
I'll bet you if there was a Team Thad caravan, like there's a big orange caravan, I'll bet you there is one question that I could ask that you're tired of. Like Rick Barnes got asked that Memphis question that you'd cut me off because you're so tired of hearing it. I see tweets about it still, and I'm going to ask you the question and see if you cut me off before I finish it. How much Memphis representation you got this year?
So that's what's funny. We have three Memphis kids on the team. Somebody put we didn't. We have Tyler Jones at ECS. You know, he at Prep. We have the big boy White Station. And we
good.
Also have, yeah, so that's why I let people say if they want. On 16s, we have Dylan Jones, Chase Givens, Greg Spikes. We have half, six, seven kids. On 15s, we have Blake Braylon Williams. We have Rod Echols. So we have another half a team. You know, the 26 age group is not that strong. But I'm going to say this personally. on the radio too, right, for people who say that. We also have an EYCL team, Nike EYCL team, which I love. We sent a lot of kids to college out there. It's all Memphis kids.
There you go.
But I can only do what the rules allow me to do. 2-3 years ago, you could only have the state of Tennessee kids just to give people information.
Yep.
It's just like college now. They change the rules. Penny roster change every year. When they transfer, when they did NIL, I'm getting to say this, like, you know, University of Memphis didn't really have the kids. University of Tennessee barely had Tennessee kids. We're at the highest level now, right? FedEx don't only hire people from Memphis. Every time I'm on a plane, somebody moved from Arizona, California, I'm moving there, you know, because they offer me a job. Well, Fred Smith said, I'm offering a person a job who I feel like fits my company the best. It's plenty of my partners and Walker Holmes, Whitehaven, Fred, they need a job right now. But no, that ain't what Fred Smith did. He didn't go by their location. So I think we got to get, you know, past haters or people who try to nick, you know, if University of Memphis win a national championship with no Memphis kid, we're going to still celebrate. We're going to have parades. You know what I'm saying?
But
right?
It does mean more, though. It just means more if you do it with Memphis. If Team Thad wins Peach Jam with Memphis, it means more.
I think John's one of the people been on one of those burner accounts hitting up Team Thad, Coach.
For facts.
Because
y'all don't recruit City of Memphis.
He just told you he got a whole Memphis team, fool, on the EYCL.
But I don't care about
it's
the
cyclical. That's
I don't
the
care
answer.
About the C. I only care about the B.
Heard, I'm with you, and thank you for extending me the same grace and the grace and professional that was not extended by Rick Barnes to Parth. You allowed me to answer that question, something you get all the time, and you answered it professionally. That's what we're asking of Rick Barnes coming here cutting off Memphis reporters. You're a pro.
I appreciate you, John. I appreciate you for even your feedback, because
yes,
we're not going to always, you know, we're not going to always you know, agree. Now, John, you might say that, but if University of Memphis win the championship or the Grizzlies, the same people who finna celebrate and drink beers up and down the road and get, they ain't gonna think about who it ain't. It gonna mean just as much as them. They gonna go get tattooed 2026 championship university.
No, that's fact.
Same way we win at PJ. So it ain't gonna be, oh, we gonna take a little love out of it because we didn't think enough people was on
it's
the
facts.
Roster.
It's no, facts.
I
agree with you.
We've been down.
I'm
that's
not telling
the,
you
that's
to
literally
don't
Memphis
you know
been down.
Don't eschew you know better players, you know, for the sake of getting Memphis kids. But if it's close, take the Memphis kids.
I love Memphis kids, and I'm willing to. And this is a two-way street. Let me also say this for the listeners, too. It's not, let's say it's a handful of Memphis kids this year that's good enough for the EYBL. Well, everyone I try to recruit, we don't look at, see, this is part y'all don't, people don't know. All of them don't tell me yes, too. Some of them say no. Like,
yeah.
I would love to have Fred Smith. His daddy coached for PC. What can I do about
no,
that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
that's
it
right.
is guys that if some guy, oh, no, I want to go to another team.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it's a two-way street, too. And then when they see the roster, I heard them pick nope. No, it's a lot to go into it. And we're, you know, we're trying our best to, you know, do what we can to do our part, you know, in the community, too.
And have Memphis kids ready to be on that team.
Yep.
Respect Herd.
Hey, Herd, appreciate you
appreciate
as always,
answer,
brother. He is Norton Herd, the fourth Team Thad program director and coach. Catch him Mondays with Jeffrey and company. Hey, if, you know, maybe they get the hardware. Maybe the Team Thad 17 and under gets the hardware and the rings at Peach Jam. Maybe you're ready to pop the question with a ring of your own,
mm-hmm.
and you got to do it at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You got to go over and see our man, Howie. He is the best. You're going to get the most options. You're going to get the best budget. You're going to get customer service, and you're going to get that 365-day guarantee where you bring it back for any reason in that first year, and you're going to get your money back. Nobody's doing it for you out here like Howie.
And Howie's got all the payment options. You can ask her now and pay later with financing like 24 months deferred interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Howie and his family have been doing this for over 40 years. They know what's going to get you the yes, and they know what's going to have you leaving with a smile, and that's getting a good deal on that engagement ring. This is what he lives for, to get you the right ring. So go over there and give him the chance. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations, 3 of them locally. Perkins Extended in East Memphis, Bartlett Town Center and South Lake Center in South Haven. Of course, you got the 2 in Little Rock. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at RIJ or online at rijewelers.com.
Smoke Slam, May 15th through the 17th, Tom Lee Park, downtown Memphis. Get ready. Get your tickets. It's not just barbecue. It's an immersive experience for the entire family. You can get those unlimited samples, delicious, best pit masters in the world. It's got the Ferris wheel, fireworks,
Take the whole family down, Jason. Take the whole family down, Brad. I think y'all need to make it a thing, the Brad Carson and Jason Smith family down at Smokeslam.
Yep. Can go down there and meet Melissa Cookston. She's a 7-time world barbecue champion. You can pick her brain. Improve your barbecue by asking her about her championship winning barbecue. And if left, they're going to have great music out there in addition to the fun for the kiddies with the fireworks and the Ferris wheel. Waylon Wyatt, country music you love, well, you're going to love probably Big and Rich then. Shane Smith and the Saints, the revival, it's going to be a good time. Got music for everybody, barbecue for everybody, not just the folks in the tents competing. 3-day passes, single-day tickets on sale right now. So are VIP experiences at smokeslam.com. Again, very important. Go there now. Get the best deal, smokeslam.com, and get your tickets ahead of one of the best celebrations on the river you'll have in 2025, and that'd be Smoke Slam 2025 at Tom Lee Park, May 15th through 17th.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Interesting, as we get out of here, P.J. Carter, of course, the sharpshooter for the Tigers last year, who came off the bench, the UTSA transfer, he put on Twitter, on Instagram, a picture of himself and P.J. Haggerty shaking hands with the text, "Run it back for ?
He never should have left. He never should have gotten the portal.
PJ's in the portal. Both PJs are in the portal.
Well, PJ Carter shouldn't have gotten the portal.
But PJ Carter, not PJ Haggerty, but PJ Carter is floating the idea of a return to Memphis. And I'd be for it.
Yeah. You don't have to take this one from Temple, maybe.
Right, exactly. A guy named Elijah Gray is visiting, so who knows. But it's getting interesting, and it's getting spicy over at the University of Memphis. Jeffrey and Company up next. Thanks to Norton Heard IV for joining us on the show today. For Jason, I'm John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.